This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is one major matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about when we enter the sacred months. And the sacred months are four. And we are currently in one of them, and that is the month of Rajab, which is 2 months before the month of Ramadan. One major matter, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned it in the Quran, and He said to keep away from it. When Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Notice, Allah Azza wa Jal did not say, when the sacred months begin, do not commit zina, do not steal, do not lie. He didn't say all of this. He used a word much more comprehensive. He said, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourselves. Do not wrong yourselves. How does a person wrong himself? By engaging in prohibitions, by committing sins, by rebelling against Allah, and by leaving obligations. This is how a person wrongs himself, subhanAllah. And notice the wording, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, do not wrong yourselves. He did not say, do not wrong Allah. Because primarily, when you commit sins, you're wronging yourself, you're harming yourself, you are not harming Allah Azza wa Jal. The consequences of the sins are upon the sinner. The consequences of the sins are huge, they are immense, they are great. And you will feel them in this life, in the grave and the hereafter, if you do not stop and make a tawbah from your sins. So this is a huge matter, to be committing a sin during the sacred months. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the world is ignorant about this. The world is heedless about this fact. We need to preach and teach and make this world a worldwide message. People are supposed to respect and honor these months because Allah Azza wa Jal honored them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a special status as opposed to the rest of the months. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Imagine you went right next to the Kaaba and you wanted to sin right next to the Kaaba. How huge is that? How major is this? And so there are places that are sacred, that the sin in them is great. And at the same time, there are times that are sacred, just like the month of Rajab. The one who sins in the month of Rajab is like someone who is sinning next to Al-Kaaba. Next to Al-Kaaba is a sacred holy place, and the month we're in is sacred holy month. So there's no difference, for we need to be aware of this fact. Stop the sins altogether. It is disrespectful to sin in these months. The month of Rajab is supposed to be a month of preparation for Ramadan. It is a month of dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month in where you're engaging your heart with Allah Azza wa Jal by preparing this heart with a tawbah. You're moving away from sins. You're asking Allah for repentance. You're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to give you the ability that you arrive to Ramadan and you're able to fast Ramadan and benefit from Ramadan. So how silly does it sound for a person to continue sinning in this month and then in Sha'ban and then when Ramadan comes, how is he going to be ready? How is the heart going to be ready? Imagine someone came to As-Salat and he ran straight in and the prayer was already commencing and it began. And he came in, Allahu Akbar, and he was huffing and puffing. How is such a person going to achieve khushu'? And in the same manner, if a person was sinning and continued to sin, and then just entered Ramadan like this, hoping that he will repent and he will reform in the first day, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult. So now compare this to someone who came to Al-Masjid early, sat down, heard the Adhan, prayed his Sunnah, prayed and read some Quran, made Dua, and then prayed the Fard with the Imam. His heart is ready, it's prepared. He's able to attain khushu' in his Salat. And in the same manner, the one who began from now in the month of Rajab to start preparing for Ramadan, and in Sha'ban he begins to increase his fasting, and in these months you begin to work on your heart, you cleanse the heart from sins, you make tawbah and istighfar, you engage with new habits so that you're able to prepare yourself for Ramadan. Such a person, when Ramadan begins, he's ready, his heart is ready to accept the mercy and the blessings and the forgiveness that are found in Ramadan. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us aware of this month. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, to cleanse our hearts and to prepare us bi-ithnillah for Ramadan. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness the days and the nights of Ramadan. Innahu waliyu dhalika al-qadiru alayhi. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.